The legislation initially proposed by State Representatives John Deal and Stanley Cox establishes that laws regarding real estate foreclosures can only be created at the state or federal level. This was in reaction to ordinances passed by both St. Louis City and County in August, which required banks to offer mediation as an option to homeowners who defaulted on loans. Alex Kirchen is general counsel for the Missouri Chamber of Commerce, which supports the state legislation.
Local ordinances add an undue burden to banks for tracking purposes and tracking local ordinances, which would increase the cost of lending to banks and in the end hurt consumers.
State Senator Gina Walsh from St. Louis opposes the legislation.
It's more difficult for the banks. It's devastating for the people that are losing their homes or for the people that have to put their kids in the back of cars because they have nowhere to sleep that night.
State Representative Steve Cox says that if the bank funds are used in mediation, it will hurt consumers in other areas of the housing market.
If you put additional burdens upon the financial institutions, they're going to adjust for it and charge more money.
State Senator Walsh says that she's in favor of future statewide regulation.
Right now, the fact of the matter is we only have two, one in St. Louis County and one in St. Louis City. You know, let's work on getting a statewide law. But until we do, let's let the programs work.
The legislation now goes to Governor Jay Nixon's office, where he will decide its fate. Russell Chapin, KBIA News.